Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to Let's Be Real Sportscast. I'm your host, Joe Mambu.
You put Big Shirt.
What's going on, guys? So this episode is 92. Oh my gosh, someone's playing.
We've been at this
for five seasons, bro.
My bad.
We've been at this for five seasons.
Forgot to turn the thing down.
That's okay.
Take it easy over there.
We all make mistakes, right? All right, so this episode is called Passer versus Dunker.
There's some spiciness going on.
There definitely is. You know, this generation is all about their social media, and that includes our basketball players that we love so much. And if you don't know, it's between Giannis Antetokounmpo
and Shit-Draw McGraw.
Shit-Draw. God damn, that's his name right now?
Wow.
After last night, I think that's the appropriate name.
So let's reference
The reason I'm calling him Shit-Draw McGraw, because I think where we saw the shit stains at, oof, is because of Marcus Smart. How he just disrespect.
Marcus Smart or Marcus Morris?
Marcus Smart? Supposed to be Marcus Smart, right? It's Marcus Smart from the Celtics.
Oh, okay.
How drunk are you?
I'm not, first of all, little, but... No, what I'm saying, my bad. I didn't know what game. Come on, you know. But what I'm saying is, okay, so go ahead. Marcus Smart made him shit in his pants, or apparently
he
came to the arena like that. I don't know.
No, he came to the arena looking real crazy, and Paul Pierce said something about it.
What's your name?
He came in something, it's like some big ass coat, a black coat. They was not feeling on the pregame.
They were playing in Boston?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because it's like 3 degrees over there. I would come with a big ass coat, my damn self.
It didn't look right. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And then Marcus Smart hit him with the little crossover.
A little hezzy?
Yeah, yo, he hit him hard, son. And then at the end of the half, when James Harden was going up for a layup, he got it blocked. And when he was getting up, I could see the shit stain on his
pants. No!
Wait. I didn't think it was shit at first.
What thought it was?
No, I'm like, wait a minute. This must be like
the equipment manager did a bad job of washing the uniform.
Maybe. But I'm like, yo, I didn't see that just now.
Yeah.
But then I watched the replay. I said, yo, that is a shitty short. What the fuck's going on? This nigga gonna wipe?
So was it a shit streak or like...
I don't know, but Marcus Smart did it.
It was like mud prints.
I would
prints.
Just like to say that if your shit stain permeates your NBA shorts of thick linen,
yo, come on,
there are bigger problems.
That's yeah.
All. That's all.
Yeah.
It's through his undies and his shorts.
Yeah, that's crazy, realistic. Dog. So he was like... He was shit in like a play.
Oh, God!
He was shitting like a play or two down the court. And then Marcus Smart hit him. And then, like, he tried to defend. He was like...
And then exactly.
Oh, no.
Like, that was a telling me he's a great defender now. Yeah. No, he's not.
He was like, oh, my God, I got to shit.
And that's probably why he be moving away so much with them step backs.
Oh, man.
That's probably why, but continue.
Oh, yeah, so... that's crazy. But so it's called Passer versus Dunker. Obviously we know there's beef between Giannis and James Harden. If you don't know, James Harden was the 2018 MVP award winner and Giannis was the 2019 award winner. So when Giannis won the MVP, there was a little bit of shade of this NBA award show, which I kind of hate.
I'm
not really a fan of the NBA award show. And I love all things NBA, right?
I love
the NBA. But the NBA award show, they could do without.
Yeah, they could deal without that.
And the Rockets threw a little shade. James Harden threw a little shade about Giannis winning MVP. And analytics showed that James Harden was technically kind of...
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you. No, let's go ahead.
I hate analytics with a passion because it gives dudes like James Harden a path like he's this... Almost, I'm atomical, great scorer and everything. Bro.
He is.
But when it comes to the postseason, as we all know, where is he?
He's not there. And you're right about that.
Where the hell is he?
He's not there at all.
Is he not supposed to be the best player on the team?
He checked out. He's ready for the Instagram models. That's what I always say.
Or the strippers, depending on what city
strippers,
he's at.
Yeah.
It depends on what city he's at the time.
So he was probably really drunk. I mean, I don't think there's any strippers in Boston. Mm-mm. Right? Right, like, no, I don't know. Boston is like Montana.
No.
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it was that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe people just don't got their hygiene together in 2020. You know?
I don't know.
But
maybe is this Harden?
Yeah, this is what you call him? Shit Draw McGraw.
I just want to say, dudes, wipe your ass, please. Please.
Thank you, producer lady. Thank you for that.
End of the day. I'm really sad because I was kind of on his side with the Giannis beef. Yeah. I thought Giannis didn't have to be so rude, but this is.
It wasn't
rude. I can't
rude.
Defend
it
a man with shit stains.
Wait.
Yeah. I literally cannot. That
wait a minute.
Disgusted.
First of all, Giannis, during the, what I didn't see it, during the selection show for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
He made a comment about James Harden because he passed up on James Harden.
So, right. Yeah. So, right. The comment essentially was that he's not picking James Harden because James Harden doesn't pass the ball. James Harden's averaging about 7.6. I may be wrong, but...
I think they say he's like 10th in the league right now.
He's 10th in the league in assists. And the guy he chose, Kemba Walker, is at 5.8.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, because James Harden will deflate the motherfucking basketball as much as he pounds it on the hardwood, right? So I get it. You know, I get what Giannis is saying. I think James is a great passer, right? He's able to pass out of double teams. He's able to see the open man. He's able to make great reads on the court. Now, does he do that after 20 dribbles, unlike Kemba Walker, who will give you like five to eight dribbles? And then look for the open teammate, or he's looking for you automatically. No, James Harden doesn't do that. James Harden will pound the ball to the point where defenders is like, let's basically box one this motherfucker. And then he's like, all right, well, I'll kick it out now because all you motherfuckers is on me, right? And Giannis is averaging like about 5.6 assists, right? So,
but the other numbers are astronomical. I mean, for Giannis, in his second MVP, like, he's going to win the MVP again.
I don't know what that means. What you
astronomical. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't start this bullshit now.
Astronomical. Astronomical.
I got it. I got this, damn it.
Sherman Jackson delivering his next speech.
Jeez. Let me live. Hey, Dustin Rhodes had
word
a list. He did
astronomical astronomers.
Yeah, word. He giving you what kind of numbers? Them astronomical numbers.
I mean, just thrown under the bus.
No,
it's okay.
No.
It's okay. It's fine.
Go ahead. So, my thing is that Giannis said what he said during the All-Star selection, right? He said he'd rather have someone who passes the ball. But then after the All-Star game, after the All-Star game, he kind of doubled down on that, right? He kind of made it a little bit worse, right? Like, James kind of let it rock, and he didn't say much. So they said, what was the game plan? They asked Giannis, what was the game plan going in to win the All-Star game? And he was like, basically give the ball to anyone who James Harden is defending. As we all know, James Harden defends like a tree, right? To a certain degree.
Ah, you remembered my...
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I get it. That was like, what, season two?
That was season one.
Season one.
The first season.
First season. I remember.
A tree plays better defense than James Harden. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. So then what happened after that, Rachel Nichols had an interview with James Harden, right? Where she mentioned Giannis' comments, right? And James Harden was like, hey, listen, if I was 7 feet, and all I had to do was run and dunk, he's like, I would be good too, but that doesn't take any skill. I actually have to learn how to play basketball.
Yeah, it don't take no skill to shit your pants and wipe your ass, huh?
I mean, apparently it would be a skill for James Harden to wipe his ass, because it's a skill that's unattainable at this moment, as we see.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? But hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
My whole thing is this. Why are you throwing shade at this man, Giannis?
Because Giannis kind of started it. It was a joke. I get it. There's nothing that Giannis has accomplished that James Harden hasn't accomplished. Like, let's be real. That's the name of the podcast.
Show, yes.
That's the name of the show. Let's be real. There's nothing that Giannis has accomplished that James Harden hasn't accomplished. James Harden has been an MVP top three candidate for the past, what, 4 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he got robbed on even some of Steph Curry one.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yeah, man, that unanimous shit.
He did not. You did not have this season. Come on.
Listen.
One of them MVPs that Steph got, James Harden deserved one of them.
Oh, my, whatever, man. Go ahead. I ain't gonna argue with that, man.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
with that one.
What I'm saying is this, right? This beef,
of course,
in the streets. And the sad
beef in the streets, like
beef in the streets.
The sad part is that they play each other twice a year.
Damn, I missed that beef DVD.
This what? Needs to be like the Source Awards. I would like to see them play each other more.
Yeah, right.
I want to see the beef. Let's stoke the flames. Well, bring NBA beef back, please.
There's one more matchup on March 25th. Okay. The only problem with that is Milwaukee, at that time, will wrap up everything. So, ain't going to be no need for Giannis to play.
Can we get we get an NBA Finals appearance? Like, do you think these two guys are going to make it into the finals? Do you think the Rockets, playing the way the small ball that they do you think they actually have a chance to kind of get through the Clippers or the Lakers?
Potentially get through the Clippers. I'm not sure about the Lakers.
Yeah. I'm going to make an admission here.
Yeah.
And you're going to like this.
Oh.
I might be having to give you some money.
Oh.
Cause
I like that.
He said, "Awesome weed."
Whichever.
I'm sorry, it's so illegal.
You're absolutely right. But the Philadelphia Sixers ain't gonna make it.
I don't even have the Sixers making it.
They ain't making it.
They got chemistry issues. Joel Embiid is continuously injured.
Right.
Ben Simmons is injured.
Yeah. Ben Simmons is injured. Brett Brown refuses to go to Tobias Harris for some reason. Like, he's not there. Didn't they just give him a max contract?
Yeah,
they did.
They're like, no, we're going to go away from him. We're going to go to Josh Richardson. You know the crazy part about that Sixers situation, though? They need a point guard, right?
Yes.
They had one. Yeah. And he's playing really good in fucking Orlando right now. Like, that's the crazy thing.
You know why? Yeah. Because the late, great Kobe Bryant fixed him. That was his last fix before he...
Markelle Fultz?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know that.
He worked with him. Oh. Definitely worked with him.
Mamba Academy.
Yes. But back to the task at hand here. With what you were talking about with the Clippers.
Right.
The Clippers will make it. To me, I still think I have them beating the Lakers in the conference finals. But
I don't know, man.
I think the moves they were making were for the Rockets.
Why?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
You think so?
I don't think they were preparing for LeBron. I would agree with you there.
I think they're preparing for small because they know they might see these guys. Because I think 2 and 3 or three or somewhere in between.
Because the Clippers got to stay at three to play the Rockets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think they're preparing for that matchup.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they'll use whatever they have against LeBron.
Because I wouldn't want to see Lakers against Clippers potentially to the final.
Yeah,
the final
I would like
shit.
That.
I don't
Western
see
Conference
it.
Finals.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So for that to happen, the rankings have to.
And then on the east side, it should be Milwaukee. But for some reason, I don't know. They can win 70 with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They can win 70, but Sutton's telling me they're not it. They're doing everything great right
actually,
now.
Actually, I would agree with you there. I don't know what it is, too, because Giannis is putting up great numbers, but I don't have the feeling that he can win the championship.
Chris Middleton is excellent.
Yeah, he got 40 the other night.
You know what surprised me? Yeah, the Celtics. Celtics out here showing some fight.
That's why I wanted to talk to. The Celtics are doing really well without their arguably best player, Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jason Tatum.
Who's the best player on the team?
Well, Jason Tatum is emerging as the best player. He's not the best player.
He's emerging.
This is the thing. We're living in the moment, and we have to understand.
Wait, set it up first.
Well, I'm setting it up.
Oh, my bad.
So what I'm going to talk about is I actually have the Celtics coming out the East.
Really?
I have the Celtics.
That's my vote.
Yeah, because while Milwaukee's a really good team and Giannis has progressed wonderfully as a basketball player, he's hitting threes. You remember that Lakers
game? He will win another MVP.
He had 5-3. He will win another MVP, but it'll be like the Lamar Jackson thing.
Right.
Wins an MVP, but he loses in a playoff, right? I think the Celtics, to me, because the Sixers for some reason can't figure it out, because it's not even Brett Brown's fault. I honestly think the Al Horford signing to me was stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that was a dumb signing.
I agree.
My thing is the Sixers have, like, you look at the Rockets, right, on the West. Essentially, the Celtics are that on the East, right? Because we're not really counting Enes Kanter as a viable option.
No, we're not.
No.
But the thing is that these guys have three wings, right? Jason Tatum is listed as a power forward, and we're going to talk about him next. Mm-hmm. You got Jalen Brown. You have Gordon Hayward. And Gordon Hayward has decided to take a step back to let these two young men do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I respect Gordon Hayward for that.
Right.
Because he's making the most money.
Of course.
And then you got Kemba. Well, is it Kemba making the most money now, right? I think it's Kemba.
It probably Kemba by who signed or whatever.
Who signed later.
So every year it goes up a little.
Right.
And Kemba Walker's injured. So my thing is, and Jason Tatum is going to win Player of the Month for February.
Of course.
Averaging 30.7 per game and shooting about 43% and like 39 from three.
Right.
So my thing is, Jason Tatum, right? I just think he's that transcendent player. He's getting into that stratosphere of superstardom, mm-hmm. right? Where he's finishing games. So
see, even the producers have a problem with the volume. Not only me.
So my thing with Jason Tatum is that he's closing games now.
He is.
Yeah, he's closing. And
pulling out some clutch moves.
Yeah. Like
he went, his whole week has been good. He went toe-to-toe with Spider Mitchell in Utah. Listen, on a Thursday night.
He went toe-to-toe with the Lakers, man. Word. He dropped 41 in a close game.
Now, a very close game.
It's hard to beat LeBron because, listen, LeBron got all the tools. But Jason Tatum put a
My God, that crossover was nasty.
Yeah, Jason Tatum put up a great effort against the Lakers.
Oh, he did.
And he even shut down Kawhi in the fourth in an overtime.
That's
right.
That's not easy.
Like
to
Kawhi,
do.
Who was Finals MVP, who's Mr. Mid-Range. Like Jason Tatum was like, well, don't think you the only one that went to Mamba Academy now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So Jason Tatum is progressing as a superstar. I think as the Celtics go on, they should go through Jason Tatum. I understand. And the thing I like about Kemba Walker is that Kemba Walker will allow that to happen coming back, right? It's not like the Kyrie situation last year where Kyrie wants to insert himself as the leader. Just because you have the most talent don't mean you're
the
leader.
You got to be the leader, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Derek Fisher didn't have the most talent.
But he was a leader.
He was one of the leaders of the team,
of the Lakers.
Of the Lakers, right. Definitely not when he was head coach of the Knicks, but.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
at that time, he was poking Matt Barnes' wife.
Don't talk about the Knicks.
Okay.
I want to stay in a good mood.
Okay. We got you. We got you back.
But what I'm saying with Jason Tatum, you watch him. And he got a little bit stronger. You know what I mean? He got a little bit faster. His ball handling is the thing that's most impressive. Right.
You know, the move he has now is this sidestep three-point shot he has created.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you can't stop that, bro.
Yeah. Listen, it's beautiful. He's what, 6? So he reminds me of like a hybrid between T-Mac and like Kobe Bryant, right? Because he's like the 6'8 T-Mac, the length that T-Mac was. And then, but the moves, like his post moves, his footwork reminds me of Kobe. You know what I mean?
You know something?
Yeah.
I was thinking on my ride over here today.
Yeah.
I said to myself, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are the new Walker and Pierce. They're the new Walker and Pierce. They do it in a different way.
They didn't. They Walker do it and Pierce wasn't winners.
But neither are they.
They
didn't win nothing yet.
The Celtics won a championship.
The Celtics have won a championship with Paul Pierce.
Those Pierce and Walker teams were bad. Yeah, they were bad.
But they eventually
were bad.
Did they not play the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals?
They were bad.
But did they not play the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals? They were right there. They were bad at first, but they got it together.
They were
getting it together, and then Antoine left, and Paul Pierce then got Garnett, got Ray Allen.
Yeah.
They drafted Rondo, and the rest is history.
I hear you. Celtics were bad teams, though.
No, they were. Yeah. They were, but like I said, they built themselves up.
Yeah.
Those teams against Jason Kidd, they wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
They probably should have won one of those series.
Those Nets teams were pretty good, though.
Because if Jason Kidd wasn't there, the Nets would be a lottery team.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And Marcus Brady said they're way more athletic, like I said, but they're
that's
there.
That's from Harlem. What's from Harlem? That's from Harden. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. What's from Harden?
Dude, what the hell's wrong with you?
Crown Royale.
It's the Crown Royale. What's from Harden?
Explain, sir, please.
So, okay. That was a hard stop.
Yeah, I know. We got it. We got it. Go ahead.
But
we got it.
Yeah, I look at Jason Tatum, and this is the thing I love about the NBA, right? There's always upcoming stars. And you look at the guys who are like 21 and younger, right? Let's say 23 and younger, because I'm not privy to these cats' ages like that. So
right.
I'm giving myself a little buffer before I fuck the game up. You look at like a Luka Doncic, you look at like a Zion Williamson, Ja Morant. I even like some of the cats in Phoenix with like Miles. Miles Bridges is in Charlotte, I believe. Mm-hmm.
No, he's in Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, but there's another.
There's a young dude in Phoenix.
There's a young dude in Phoenix. He's like a 3
and
D. Did
he just get injured? I think.
I think he did.
Kelly Oubre?
No, Oubre's good. He got injured. He just got injured.
Damn, but they're losing people like that?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't watch Phoenix Suns games, so I wouldn't know.
I don't, but it's a.
They lost to the Warriors, which is a sad thing.
Oh, God.
Hey.
The worst team in the league.
Hey, they fighting.
That's crazy, right?
They fighting.
They who fighting for?
They fighting for something. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but they fighting for something.
Sorry.
But you look at these guys, and I love the fact that the league is going to be very prosperous when, you know, you got LeBron going. Because you even look at, like, James Harden. James Harden's 30. Right, so James Harden is going to give you like a good 5 years. Like Russell Westbrook is 30. Steph Curry's 30.
Right.
KD's coming back. He's 32.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a change of the guard in the league.
Absolutely.
That these young guys are going to have to take over. Like Giannis is obviously the next guy to step up,
right,
for the next 10 years, right? He's 25?
24, 25.
Jokic, yeah. Embiid, Simmons. Like those are the next guys. But there's guys under them. That who may even supersede them.
Just start reeling off the names.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Ja, Luka, freaking
Trae Young.
Yo, I totally forgot about Trae Young.
Oh, yeah.
Trae Young.
It's because his hair makes him look 20 years older than
him. Yeah, yeah. Trae, shave it, Trae.
Yeah, please, shave it.
Trae Young, you be you. Don't let nobody change you. You gotta look.
You can't have
look.
Hairline jokes when you still like.
If he's scoring
rookie.
30 points a game, I don't care what his hairline look like. It look like a train track.
That's a lie.
He in
people have
he
never
in
smoked for LeBron's
listen,
hairline.
He
no
in Atlanta,
he
man. They got to hook him up there, bro. He in Atlanta. He can't be looking like that, man.
He can't look like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Looking like he's constantly electrocuted, like Doc.
Oh, shit.
From Back to the Future?
Word. He does look like Doc. He does. Oh, my God. Sherman,
like,
you gotta put that as a meme, son.
I'll find it.
That shit gotta be. He does look like Doc from Back for the Future.
I'll find it. Give me time.
Anytime you see Trunk, he's electric. He's electrifying, and now I know why.
y'all some sad people talk about this.
Are we sad or is Harden sad for having poop stains? Put it into perspective, Sherman.
Oh, wait a minute. Read that, please.
What is that?
Marcus Brady.
He looks like Poppy from the Proud Family.
Oh shit!
Damn, he does.
Proud Family.
Marcus
that's
Brady, kudos to you.
Yo, it's
good
crazy.
Job,
kudos to you, my man.
That's
kudos to you. Good call.
But
good call. I never. That's pretty.
That's
damn
crazy.
Good.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn
at
good.
At All Star Game,
Trae
I was
Young
just like, yo, what's going on? And that was after he fucked up at the 3-point.
Yeah.
And he just blew it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but listen, I love the league, and Jason Tatum in the month of February has certainly assured himself as a superstar, and I can't wait. I just hate the fact. So he's a Kobe guy, like he loves Kobe, right?
Yeah.
That's his guy.
Well, good for him for showing some mama mentality with the clutch shot.
Yeah,
that's the move right there.
I just hate the fact. The only thing I would say is I hate the fact that he's in a Celtics jersey.
I will never root for the Celtics.
Yeah, I want him so bad in a Laker uniform.
He is never leaving.
I want him so bad in the Knicks uniform. In 2K20, I got him on the Knicks.
That's the only way you're going to get it done.
Yeah.
That's the only way he's going
to
be.
And and I had to cheat to get Jason Tatum in 2K20.
Oh, you took the whole thing off?
Listen.
The salary cap and everything?
I took trade logic off.
Jesus Christ.
Like trade logic? No.
Trade logic does not exist. I need Jason Tatum on the Knicks.
Wow.
Right? But listen, I love Jason Tatum game.
But now let me say something. Like I said,
yeah,
he's had a superstar week, and he's been doing it. Like it took
superstar month.
Month, cool. Yeah. But it took Kyrie getting out there. I always knew he had it in there.
Yeah.
But when Kyrie came, I said, "Yo, it's gonna mess the chemistry up." Did I not say this?
Yo, you did.
And I said, "Yo, as soon as Kyrie leave." He's going to come right back. And look now.
I love Kyrie game, but he's not a leader.
No, he's not a leader at all, obviously.
He takes away so many possessions from guys. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Is like, I get it. He wants to have Mamba mentality, but he's not that level of player.
He's not.
You know what I'm saying? You got to, like, you left Cleveland. You was going to the finals every year. and you wanted to think you were the big man on campus and leave LeBron.
Right.
I'm not a LeBron guy like that, but the one thing I respect about LeBron is that he's a leader. Like, mm-hmm. like for a nigga to know that much handshakes, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to be down for your guys and right. LeBron down for your guys. Now, if you're not on his team, you're going to get his nuts in your face.
Josh Hart.
You know what I'm saying? But Kyrie is not that leading. He took away from Tatum, Brown, and even Gordon Hayward, right?
Marcus Bray, how the hell you sitting to defend Kyrie, a flat earther?
He defended. Oh! What are you saying about Kyrie? Put it on the screen. What are you talking about? Leave Kyrie alone. Leave Kyrie alone.
Never leave Kyrie alone.
Never leave Kyrie
alone. The VP of the
guy. Should we leave Kyrie alone like he left his hairline alone? Marcus?
Listen, he did leave his hairline alone.
Listen, you don't talk about the VP of the Players Association that way.
Listen, Pau Gasol, please come back.
Because all he's doing is costing Brooklyn money, and for what?
He did. Yeah. Like, you know how much you know how much those tickets are now because Kyrie is in a jersey, but he's never playing.
He's not in a jersey, right? But he's playing. Come on, man.
The people are there to see. The people are there to see KD.
Listen.
Yeah, they got 1 year to
wait. They ain't there to see KD because they know KD's out for the season.
Yeah, but listen, that's what they're waiting for. That's what they're waiting for.
Okay.
That is what they're waiting
for.
This
is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for Kyrie to get off the net so the tickets can go down in price, all right?
Well, they can't trade him now.
They could trade him. Oh, they can't trade him now, but they could trade him.
Who's going to take the contract?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Like Keith Sweat.
Nobody.
The Knicks will.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
The Knicks will. We got Kyrie. We got Kyrie.
I hate you, Joe. Do not curse the Knicks.
We got a young superstar. He's a champion. He know how to win. We ingratiate him into the culture. You know,
the losing culture.
Listen.
Lord.
The losing culture?
Oh, okay. Mark
Cuban.
Well, you know what? It's so bad. Mark Cuban even was like, Mark Cuban, like, we got Luka, so sorry.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Don Luka, who turned 21, happy birthday to the Pisces.
He did turn 21.
And he celebrated in South Beach, Miami.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Probably Miami.
Trouble.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, he probably did.
Miami. Oh, yeah.
Luka going to have a bad month. He going to be tired because he ain't going to have no legs.
Listen, he ain't James Harden, baby. He going to play for you.
Sure.
He going to play for you.
All right, let's touch on we only got 5 minutes left, but let's touch a little bit on Bradley Beal.
Why are we touching on Bradley Beal, man?
Because, you know what I'm saying? Yo, the drug testing, right?
What?
Wasn't that a topic when I text you this morning, right?
Yes.
You were like, let's add the drug testing. Wasn't my idea, it was yours. So that's why we're talking about it now.
Continue.
We have to execute what we talk about before the show starts.
Go ahead, my man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We don't have to talk about Bradley Beal because to me it's not important.
It's not.
It's not an important
thing. Dude, they wanted to drug test Danny Green when he dunked the ball. Like, dude, he can't dunk for once?
So this is the thing. I got a theory, and I was like 4 o'clock in the morning talking to my brother about this drug testing theory.
You was up at 4 o'clock in the morning talking to your brother about some damn drug testing?
Yeah, because I was doing laundry because I had a lot of dirty clothes.
Okay.
But what I told him basically is, so you know they like Malik Monk got tested and positive and like
for what?
I don't know. But
what the hell you mean you don't fucking know?
I don't know.
What, he got tested? He
got tested and maybe it was PDs, man. Like, you know, shit.
Damn, son.
So he got tested and he got suspended. You know, OJ Mayo got suspended for like 2 years.
For what?
PDs, bro.
How much Royce do you need?
How much what?
You said PEDs, right?
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, I don't know.
How much Royce do you need?
He needs to touch another jersey. He's a Duke alum. Hold on, we going back to Marcus Bray because this Bradley Beal thing ain't really important.
It really is not. It's not.
So basically, okay, for the people who are interested in the Bradley Beal topic, we're going to go over it real quick. I'm going to give you two seconds.
Cliff notes.
Cliff notes. Bradley Beal dropped 50 points in back-to-back games. This hasn't been done since Kobe Bryant did it, right? And the NBA decided to drug test him because, now, there were 50-point games and losing efforts, but the NBA decided to test Bradley Beal because dropping 50 in back-to-back games ain't something that's happening.
Well,
like
shit, they should have been doing the James Harden a long time ago then.
Listen, and I got a theory. So I'm glad you mentioned that. This was the theory I was talking about, right? The NBA needs to make money.
Right.
Right? The NBA season is a grind. Right. They're going to test guys who ain't really bringing the money like that. Who's right, like nice right. stars.
I agree, Marcus Brady. Like I agree.
Like nice stars, but if you leave, it shows the, if you get caught, it shows the integrity of the league because, oh, Bradley Beal got suspended for, you know, thing.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this. Westbrook averaged a triple-double for three motherfucking seasons. Ain't nobody drug test him.
And they better not because he sucked the shit out of him.
He would.
James Harden damn well near average triple-double every season. They haven't drug tested him. LeBron James has played 17 motherfucking seasons.
Don't
at an elite level.
Don't
nobody do has ever drug tested him.
Don't do that.
No, listen, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a theory. I'm not saying it's fact.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You have all these guys averaging crazy numbers. They're not drug testing them. This is what I want to say is that the league needs to make money. They're not going to drug test their superstars. Bradley Beal is a star player. I guarantee when LeBron is doing whatever he does, because I feel like every athlete goes and have some advantage. It's not just LeBron, Westbrook, or James Harden, all those guys. They'd be like, hey, man, there's some tests coming around. I need you to get off whatever you're on, right? Because you don't understand. Playing ball, right? Even playing ball after a while, like, I'm gassed. And you know what I'm saying? Like, at 24-hour fitness, like, I'm gassed. And I'm in pretty decent shape now than I was, like, a few years ago. But it's like, these guys are playing at an elite level. They're playing elite other guys every night. And it's like, bro, for Westbrook to average a trip. Look, they don't even got to test LeBron. LeBron may just be Captain America fucking building a fucking lab, right?
Probably.
Right. Westbrook is the guy they need to test, if anyone.
Your boy, Westbrook?
I love Westbrook, but nigga, you average a triple-double for three seasons.
Why? How about he's just that damn good, and he just learned how to play the game, to play the point guard position?
Listen.
But that's the hypocrisy off the test. I would be offended if I was Bradley Beal, because...
Yeah. It's like,
I saw a tweet that was like, there's nothing wrong with Bradley Beal, he's just on the Wizards.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. That's what it is. If LeBron was on the Wizards, might he be scoring 70?
What?
And first of all, if LeBron was on the Wizards, they'd be in first place or somewhere in that third.
They would be. They would be.
No, you're right.
LeBron would be.
They would be. He would take the Wizards to first place. You're right.
If not first, at least top three.
Hold on. What's Marcus Brady say? They need to because his hair be here one day and gone the next day. And gone. Listen, Marcus Brady, you're not lying. They do need, if anything, they need to test LeBron James for hair products. He's not doing PEDs.
You know what he does? You know what he has?
Jesus.
Marcus, he got the spray. That's why it looks different from day to day.
Oh. How do you know he got the goddamn spray?
Listen. All you got to do is look at actually all the black dudes that are, remember when Nicki Minaj put dude on blast?
Oh my
God. X on blast for the hair plugs? So there's a certain technology that dudes will use, and there's plugs and actual spray. And I think when we see LeBron's like dome look different, it's because the spray or whatever he's using.
You are really disrespectful right now.
I think she's telling the truth. She's telling the truth.
What you mean? I love LeBron.
So Marcus Brady said he's energetic because he holds everything in with those pants.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, it's so true.
Maybe.
It's so true. Listen, with the whole PD, listen, no one cares. No, Bradley Beal's a great player, and he's averaging, he got those 50-point games because you know what? He probably woke up one day and said, hey, man, I'm tired of losing.
Right.
You know?
The Mamba mentality is in him too.
Yeah, it is.
It's in him too.
The problem is they need John Wall to come back.
Oh, he's still building a wall with all that money they gave him for him to be sitting on that goddamn bench because he injured all the goddamn time. Yeah. And I hope John Wall come back.
But I heard he's getting his degree. Congratulations
to him. Congratulations on
degrees
that.
Degrees are important.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Learn.
Listen, he can pay everything. Listen, he can pay everybody's tuition in the college with the money he getting.
He need to give Bradley Beal some of that money.
He does.
All right, you guys. I want to thank you guys for tuning to another episode.
Thank you.
I love the fact that producer lady chimed in a lot more on this episode.
We thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome.
Make sure to check us out on YouTube or Let's Be Real Sportscast.
Make sure you wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
Please.
Yeah, wash your ass before you get on the keyboard in the morning, right? Yes. I know somebody rolls over in their bed and then the laptop is right there and they're like, you know what? My nuts itch, but I got to send out this tweet.
Hey, it's important.
You know what I'm saying? Also, if you got any questions and comments, you want to hit us up at lbrstalk@gmail.com.
YouTube, also iTunes, please subscribe. We need your support. Please. But,
yeah, you can subscribe on our YouTube channel as well.
Yo,
Umar does not belong on this episode. Umar does not belong on this episode. Donation would be nice, but
donation,
you know,
would be nice.
It would be nice.
We could get a little like spinning wheel, and
we got a spinning wheel here.
We do.
We'll put it in.
You have no content for the spinning wheels.
I will make content.
But
God damn it!
All right, you guys. I want to thank you guys for tuning in this episode, and that's another episode in the bag.
Peace.
This has been a Gifted Sounds podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. For more podcasts, please visit giftedsounds.com.